We will recite and at the same time meditate about the meaning. So not too quick. Namo Lokeshvaraya, to the ones who see that all phenomena neither come nor go, and to seek only to benefit all beings, to the Supreme Lama and the Protector Chenrezig, continually I bow in respect with body, speech and mind. Perfect Buddha, source of all goodness and joy, arise through perfecting the genuine Dharma. Since this depends on knowing the practices of Bodhisattva will be explained. Not having the great vessel of leisure and resources difficult to find, to free yourself and others from the ocean of samsara, day and night without break, to listen, reflect and meditate is the practice of bodhisattvas. Towards friends, attachment churns like water. Towards enemies, hatred burns like fire. Dark with ignorance that forgets what to adopt and to reject. To give up this homeland is the practice of bodhisattvas. Abandoning negative places, pleasures gradually decrease. With no distraction, virtuous activity naturally grows. Through a clear mind, certainty in the Dharma rises. To rely on solitude is the practice of bodhisattvas. Close friends and relatives separate. Wealth gained with effort is lost. The guest consciousness leaves its lodging, the body behind. To let go of this life is the practice of bodhisattvas. Associate with bad friends and the three poisons grow. Listening, reflecting and meditating degenerate. Loving kindness and compassion are destroyed. To cast off such friends is the practice of bodhisattvas. Rely on your spiritual friend and defects to self-build. Qualities increase like the waxing moon. To care for this friend more than your own body is the practice of bodhisattvas. Bound themselves in the prison of samsara, who could worldly God protect? Therefore to go for refuge to the three jewels, who will not deceive you, is the practice of bodhisattvas. Suffering in the lower realm, so difficult to bear, results from negative actions, thus the Buddha taught. So even at the risk of your life, to avoid all negative actions is the practice of bodhisattvas. Pleasures of the three realms are like dew on the tip of grass. Their very nature
nature is to evaporate instantly, to strive for supreme liberation, which never changes, is the practice of bodhisattvas. From beginningless time, my mothers have cared for me. When they suffer, what's the point of my happiness? Therefore, to liberate endless numbers of beings, engendering bodhicitta is the practice of bodhisattvas. The source of all suffering is the pursuit of one's own happiness. The source of perfect Buddha is all your wealth. I'll make another do so, to dedicate body, resources, and all virtue of the three times. To this very person is the practice of bodhisattvas. Not having the least fault, even though your head is severed by others, out of compassion to take on their negativity is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although someone broadcasts to millions of universes a legion of libel about you, in return with a mind full of loving kindness, to tell of their good qualities is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although in front of a huge gathering, someone speaks badly of you and exposes your hidden faults, seeing them as a spiritual friend, to bow with respect is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although another cherished as your very child sees you as an enemy, like a mother whose child is gravely ill, to love them even more is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although a person who is your equal or less, through pride seeks to defame you, with respect as for a teacher, to place them on your crown is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although immersed in poverty and always scorned, plagued by great illness and evil spirits too, to take on yourself the negativities and suffering of all beings, without losing heart is the practice of bodhisattvas. Although famous with crowds bowing down, and affluent as a god of wealth, seeing the riches of samsara as insubstantial, to have no arrogance is the practice of bodhisattva. Not aiming the enemy of your anger, you seek to tame external enemies and they simply multiply. Therefore, with the army of loving kindness and compassion, to tame your mind stream is the practice of bodhisattvas. Desire objects are like salt water. The more you enjoy them, the more craving increases. To give up instantly all things that give rise to attachment is the practice of bodhisattvas. Things as they appear are your own mind. From beginningless time, the mind itself is free of fabricated extremes, knowing this not to be taken in by their features. Of subject and object is the practice of bodhisattvas. when making with a pleasant object, see it as a rainbow in summer, a beautiful appearance but not real. To give up attachment is the practice of bodhisattvas. Diverse sufferings are like the death of a child in a dream. To take such delusions as real are exhausting. So when you encounter difficult situations, to see them as delusions is the practice of bodhisattvas. If those aspiring to enlightenment give even their bodies away, what need to mention external objects? Without hope of return or good results, to be generous is the practice of bodhisattvas. If lacking discipline you cannot even benefit yourself, then wishing to benefit others is absurd. Therefore, with no desire for samsara, to maintain discipline is the practice of bodhisattvas. For bodhisattvas aspiring to a wealth of virtue, anything that harms is a treasury of jewels. Never getting hostile or angry, to be patient is the practice of bodhisattvas. If Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas practicing for their benefit alone, toil as if extinguishing a fire on their head, even more so for the benefit of beings to develop diligence. The source of all qualities is the practice of bodhisattvas. Knowing that vipassana fully settled in shamatha vanquishes every pleasure, to stay in a meditative concentration that perfectly transcends the four formless ones is the practice of bodhisattvas. Since perfect enlightenment cannot be attained when the five perfections lack superior knowledge, to cultivate this knowledge endowed with skillful means and without conception of the three aspects is the practice of bodhisattvas. Not examining your own confusion, you can act contrary to Dharma in a practitioner's guise. Therefore, always observing your own confusion, to discard it is the practice of bodhisattvas. If bodhisattvas through the power of klesha speak of others' faults, they themselves will be diminished. Therefore, not to mention the faults of those who have entered the Mahayana path is the practice of bodhisattvas. Through wanting gain and honor, arguments arise. Activities of listening, reflecting, and meditating decline. Therefore, to give up attachment to the household of friends, relatives, and donors is the practice of bodhisattvas. Harsh words disturb the minds of others. Admire bodhisattvas' conduct. Therefore, to give up harsh words, not pleasing to others, is the practice of bodhisattvas. Once habituated to kleshas, it's difficult to counter them with remedies. The noble being of mindfulness and alertness takes up the weapon of an antidote. and slays the pleasures of desire and all others. As soon as they arise, such is the practice of bodhisattvas. In brief, wherever you are and whatever you do, while staying continually mindful and alert to the state of your mind, to benefit others is the practice of bodhisattvas, so that the suffering of limitless sentient beings may be cleared away, with a superior knowledge permeated by the for purity, to dedicate towards enlightenment all virtues gained by this effort is the practice of bodhisattvas. Following the meaning of the sutras, tantras, and treatises, and the teaching of genuine masters, I have here these 37 verses of the bodhisattvas' practice. Yet since these practices of the bodhisattva are based on the sutras and teachings of genuine masters, I believe they are free of confusion. Since an inferior intellect such as mine has difficulty fathoming the great ways of the bodhisattva's activity, I pray that genuine masters will be patient with all the defects here, contradiction, incoherence, and so forth. The virtue arising from these verses, may all beings through Supreme Bodhicitta, both relative and absolute, become like the protector Chenrezig, who remains in neither extreme of samsaric existence nor nirvanic peace.
Buddhindu jinjamargi jodala mangarma bhajin guru kanjin juna zizipa jayadana jim tinne kanjin zipu vanjin jujan vijin jandala nandir jizhiki bindu dandani du jinjan vanan bu
Hola, so tan alguien te te pa tiempo san jun ju tu tu ji bongan de tan de sembar ju
Rinpoche asked us to develop the Mahayana attitude which is bodhicitta as we did before.
Then ma cho tan be chu nyam chi ling go pa tan be chi se ge bu jun chin de then se da nang ge chu tan de ma da pa yin bu jun chin le tin de then chu nyam ni se go ba kar si ma da pa ma yin ba ta pa yin na chu se ge bu jun chin yo marwe.
What is the reason why we should practice the genuine dharma? The reason is that all inner and outer phenomena are impermanent, and that's why we should practice the Dharma. In case all inner and outer phenomena were permanent, then there wouldn't be any reason to practice the
Dharma. Nor sopo the lojo tempo in a young pinga maracanda, tamte metaparangi in the cinema. Tam metapa hatch and cook chimbo, ten chevare, metapa hatch and cook chimbo in chevas on capso, ten tambo, gomiati gogudo. Tisena, ten metapa in the jimsin latin, the tambichis.
Because everything is impermanent, we need to practice the genuine Dharma. And because everything is impermanent, also there is no benefit of becoming a mighty king in this world, or of becoming a great minister, or having a good position in politics. All these are also impermanent, these positions, and therefore they don't benefit at all. If you're rich and have lots of possessions, these are impermanent also. All richness, all wealth has the nature of impermanence. Therefore, they are of no benefit. The strongest impermanence we survive in this life is our death. And the only thing that can help at death is when we have something to meditate. Therefore, we should practice the Dharma. We will continue in the text and come to the second point, which was to apply the death of others to oneself. This again is divided into three subdivisions. The first subdivision is if one has to apply the death of others to oneself when one has seen it with one's own eyes. Saying here the death of others mainly means the death of other persons or humans. The second point is to apply the death of others to oneself or upon oneself when one has heard it with one's own ears. That means if one was told that at that place somebody was dying or another country somebody was dying, this is when you have heard of the death of others. And the third point is to remember mentally the death of others and apply it upon yourself. This is when one was thinking, oh, before there were many people dying, or how many people were there dying before myself. If you think about that mentally, then you will come to understand that it was many, and then you apply this situation upon yourself.
Dela. Yenda Hiva, Mo Yenda Hiva, Rani Jamaica Monsum to Tonga than Jana, Dea Rangin Yedo Lasoba, Niedoam, Niedeam, Niendro, Chiquare, Niendro Lasoba, Tangu, Mana Vacapsu Luna Top than Damba, Top than Damba, Zigijan Damba, Shook Chimbo Yoba, Tendo. Seyin dang dang den ba jeyin se jete jeyin de dong re jeyin am dong khamba ke la khango yeng se gre kha dang ngo
khango
khango jeyin yesa se na khare se gre dang dang din kado ya pu yo ba Kalamar when dang 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 Chorwa ne deva tang din. Chorwa yang, chorwa dunga meba, deva da deba. Lula ne meba, semla dunga meba. Maka tamuyi si jita kecha ngenpa dukya meba. Dra meba, ni ya po yona, teni sem ki po yore. Chorwa devo yore, chorwa deva tang din. Chewa ye je gola medenpa ye. Chewa ye je gola si jita, chewa chani medenpa, chewa sanon chani medenpa la. Gosigre ye je gosi jita tranka goma re, chawa ni medenpa tenra ula kore. Chewa ye je gola medenpa, chewa sanon chani tang mehiba. Kahe dala, chewa sanon chani tanga mado, chewa sanon, chewa chani medenpa zogono, tenra ula. Chewa ye je gola medenpa ye. Chepa samno tsawa ni mepa xe tereng tabo, tereng ki nyama tabo la chene je tamne, chepa neye trakpo che ke tamne tab se che ten chene je tamne, chene je seine, chene je temne chepa neye po ne de ko kale kapo mudo te chiran so yang te ke jam che tene tanda chekpa su la vare Luji top shone, Luji top shore, Luji neva shore, Luji shok shone. Tsokwe yang menu, Tsokwe siji de tsoksok sene de matoba. De menu, nyando govar ta. Chita nga tsu zupo te, so cha le shok do, Luji shok ji ya, kanga cha ne de tok do. Tene top shore on the tene Lulu Shok Yomare, Nyat den Mato, tene demotor. Sage a tri shore, sage donge Kamu Yatsa Chimbunda win, Share Sigri, Share a turban shore, Karpum Marputus and Dang shore. Tene parche ronda, which are over the one tri shore Wempo trami di jor. Tandang zan mepa, wempo trami di jor. Kado tas nyam dogre. Nasa dupu jipo ni lamsan kado nyam dogre. Sorva dong harte. Sorva deva, mui sorva deva yapate nyam de. Sorva dong harte. Sorva chokte, sorva dongai jisinte. Nasa la chuktami. Nata la tukta me said the zoo matapa yavari in a zoo matapa yona young tavia mare. Tukta me, zoita me. Sugzer la tukba me. Sugzer sikete penata nata nata sugzer la tukba me. Nata tura hook kimbola la sugzer sigre. Tukba me. Tukba me sikete de matapandao. Me than Jamazo. Me Mazok Sijate, me Sona Pim Matopa. Me to the son of Chupa Chung Rover. Kaye Jamazo. Tap Dama the Carissena and Pinto Mava. Doran Rover. Then I would chuckle. Choga Tang Rimtu Jamma Pim. Then, that long ball looks or madava mambu yore. Poji looks or nang batsu choka tang, then choka madava tang, it is all the rimdro cigarette. Choka the rimdro chang, mapi. Choka tang, rimdro, hyaptin. Hyesa sen a hyaptin tang, korem yang cigarette. Hyaptin tang, korem se chang, mapi. Neba kar chempo dawe in the hiesa zogure. Hyapti in the kurum ki yang mapi. Chever nehi. Chever nehi se jete tan chava in but tacho. Neba ranga yang naran chava in by he. Chava in but tacho. Tatin ding a hendogando some tacho. Satan nemi. Hendo papo soya yomare. Hemando naya. Make a tapzoya meverta. Satam nimi. Tanda So that may be case last of Nasa the poem, the tenant Hindu Yomarte, Tabiomare, never Koransota, Naranjia in Bataji, Ta Lochi, Nisom Cathedral. Temato Tabiomarta. Satamnimi, Mehiva Tamnimi. Ninja Tamene Kor Kor Sejete Rang Yarsala, Hiva Yarsala, Hesala, Roy Tani Koriomare. Ninja Tamas is the rang, ni de young man to Togodo, tan ninja tamari, ninja donut of a tamanda with it. Make a tone at any ranking in the need is a dona yapotagiri, make a donut of it. Ninja tame in the coro. Tamas ego yat a nila young man to take it in a young, ni the. Nila Tayata, Ninja, Nila Tayaga Tamadiri, Denda with Jagari, Tamin the court. Sage Tamanasa, then also my hepatu say Topjes, Sayam, Topjes Sagire, Tan Sage Tamati, sa. Sage Tamasa Matamatis, Topje Kalalok, Denda was over here. Tikpanda, Omanda, Denda will Kalalore. Sage Tamanasa. Tamja Taman the door. The name Matelanga to Keja here, Tamja Tamase, Tam Keja, Tam the Keja here, but you got it. Tamja Taman the door. Tamja Tama door, Tamja Tama here. Tamachimbo in a Kamurja Tama. Tam Tela Kamurse, Kamurja Tama Nangre, Taman the Dozana. Keja Tama the here. Keja here, Tomaka here. Kerem bekap so keja hie togo yere tanga hie logo to dudu sin dene rangi jubze longjo dawo yuna kade gogo to yang awa aman dawo yena pugete so la labza dawo ja keja tama dike dene san logo tamje tama den do den dawo doba den dawo ti ne so den dawo tongza nan tongo kap so de so me ke tongwa de jago to tongwa na Oh, Monday, I can go to the sun, Halea, some maimba, da jang diran yin, naran yang diran yin jinre, then rabiran yin jin din din yungre. Chuchin dele, diran yam, di chuchin yam. Din seni jinre, that I will seni jin. Chunin dele mande by yin yam to some yang gom gogodo, yang yang to some gogodo. Oh, Monday, Hesong san, rankeva madina. Pain the money, Carolina. Then he chew up a drop to money. That chew drew you a chair to somebody. Yeah. Take some
So the first point is, when I see the death of others with my own eyes, how to apply that upon my own situation? I'm seeing my relatives, my own relatives who are close to me. Their body is still strong. That is the situation now when they have no sickness or nothing. So their body is still strong, their face has a nice, pleasant color. Rinpoche says the Tibetans like very much if the color of the face is mainly white with a little spot of reddish inside. This is their favorite kind of face they see. White mixed with red, although there are other countries who prefer to have very dark faces. But this only is the extreme of your thought, and in the end there is no difference whether it's reddish white faces or black faces. In the end it's all the view, or should be the view, of equality. So this person is still strong, it has a nice color of face. He does not suffer. His feelings is a feeling of happiness. That means bodily he is not sick, mentally, he does not suffer, he doesn't talk bad, he doesn't complain, he has no enemies, so therefore he is in a nice, happy state. He does not think at all about death approaching. Rinpoche says some people are like that, they're happy and have no single thought about that, that death could come. They don't even know how to think about death. So this person also does not at all think about death approaching. But at one day, suddenly, a deathly disease strikes this person. He's overpowered by a deadly disease. His body energy leaves him. That means all his strength is just going away. And he is not able to sit anymore. He is not able to sit straight upright. The only thing he can do is just lying in bed, sleeping in bed. He cannot sit anymore. There's no power to sit anymore. The color of his face is waning. That means for the Tibetan, the red and the white will leave. And the color of the face will become the color like that one of a corpse. Completely colorless and gray. The nice feeling of happiness he had before suddenly is leaving and he's feeling suffering. This suffering, disease he has is a disease which cannot be cured. It is a very painful disease, so painful that it is unbearable. No medicine can help. Rinpoche says sometimes people in that state, they would eat the medicine and just vomit it out again. No medicine is of benefit yet. Sometimes if you eat the medicine, it would make it worse even. No rituals can help. In Tibet, those days, they had many different kinds of rituals they would do when a person is struck by a disease. None of these rituals would help. And finally, this person recognizes that he's going to die. He recognizes it and he thinks, no, definitely, the time has come that I will die. There's nothing to do about it. Nobody actually likes to die, but this person now came to the point that he cannot do anything, he cannot prevent himself from death anymore, though he doesn't like it. Sometimes when one is stricken by a deadly disease such as cancer, then also when it comes to the point when one recognizes that one will die, one knows, I will die and I can't do anything about it anymore. So the last time of the meeting of your friends will come. You will suddenly see all the friends with their sad faces around you, staring at you. It is the last time. It is the last time that you meet them. You look with a strange and sad face at them, and they look with a strange, sad face at you. It's the last time of seeing your friends. There will be the last time where you eat something. Probably you won't be able to eat solid food. It might be some soup or some milk that they just put into your mouth. The last talk or the last speech occurs. The last time when you say something, Some people can't speak at this situation, but some can speak. Some will say, I will die now, and will say goodbye to their relatives. Some who are rich, they will say, they will tell their relatives what to do with their wealth. Some parents, fathers or mothers, will give the last advices to their kids. So that is the last talk you have before you are going to die. This is what you can watch on others. You can see how these things are approaching. But just to think, oh, it is this person who died, does not suffice. You should think, this person died, and I will die in the same way. I have the same nature, I will also die. I have the same characteristics of death. So you should not be surprised that that it is another person who died, but you should always apply it to yourself, thinking, I have the same nature, I will die definitely, like that as well. So here, this is a good advice for you to practice the Dharma, because just thinking other persons die does not help, but you should apply it on yourself and thus practice the Dharma.
Tene ta okene okene oksanang jovangane tereng pinche mui chetar chipa chipa se jeta karchewa chetar chipa chipa karchewa mena thapchapa matsang te tela mena thapchapa mena mdekpa chender medam mrongwa me the mrongwa me na mdegwa matopa matopa me na mdegpa hi yinjang ten da mo ka che wo chi yin yang ta ro te chem de re che cha de wo che cha de ro te ni chem de kang ba de yak bo chi jang ya mu pa ya mu pa Yanam Medepa, Yixuromaji Chagre Mokarche Bokadena Mardo Korta Mardo Sijete Royusa Danda Nyarsala Korta Hyarjeti Pola Takpa Chekadam Gomodo Poda Kamga looks or a Takpa Kadam Gore Hyarjeti Sijatus in the Nyarde Gudo Gamna Natsu takwa kadamuno. Korta hyabjeti dine. Kahi kondogre. Tarimbo in a yala kin and ogre. Yam in a chocomato yala kin and dine. Tarimbo la dogogono called dog jargogre. Kahi tanyo in a muck at jabla kondogre. Tirpo badin. Tirpo kurbo, ro the kondor, kurbo bate, drate. Rokor je korne kaje tha niwe na mje ke kondore tha rengbon da we na mje ke kondore parte avanti kemalai re jit so ke ni mje ke kurgunu korne sen doen bete kang be serur dun doen bete ro dun doen bete kade so gele na tang de se lala ne ro te la Nansang Makashi, Nyende Kashi, and wrote a Jo Josech and Jovan Tampa Zoma Zonghin, Changwa Tarsi Kache, Mungash Nyende, Gashin, and Moshin Moshin Gomba Tarsi Hendrovan Ravo Zogre Kache, Gashin, Gachin, Jarva Tarsi Kache, Tening Ga Sijete Kache, Kachin. Poaching Jarva Tarsi, Jandro Vitsi in a poaching Jarva Tarsi, Temba Mepa Tendravo Nangamasoka Zogri, Niende Soka, Niende Soka Kade Zogri, Nangamasoka Kade Zogri, Temata Kanga Hako Visa, Tate Tingo Yenda Kachik Karse, Gaheke Nare, Mungaheke Mepa, then the sign. Ruan de ta sara, sato cha sara. Dene sa yin, dene do yin. Chu te tar se pa chor chongwa se ve. O kang pingre. Ta sa tang do cha sara. Kang pingre se la gure, labzan ra uja gure. Ruan de ne tenpa tar je gane. Ruan de kang pa goyi. Ni wo te le tenpa se gure. Ruan de tenpa tar je gane. Tāne nāmbā kōyndō, tēne zōngde nāmbā kōyndō, nāmbā tāmjē dō, nāngdō mūdō wā, tēne tsōr, tācē wā tēle tsōr yōyā yō mā rē, kāngbā tēle tsōr yōyā kī tūtū dō tā rē, tā yōyā yō mā, mūdō wā. Tōng zā nā, tēn rā wōn tōng nā, yāng dā jāng ngā rī yīndō sām, dā jāng dī rā yīn jīn, dī chū jīn, dī tsē nī jīn, Chunyi dele mandeba yinu sambu gom, ya.
When the breath of this person has stopped, and no matter how influential or how important he was, whether he came from a good family and he was a necessary person, some person without whom you could not live, or who was really necessary for the family or for everybody else. Now suddenly, nobody wants his corpse to have it at his home even for a day. This corpse has changed into some frightful or frightening appearance. So nobody wants to have him, the corpse, at the house, no matter how influential and important the person was before. Now the body of this person is tied with ropes. In Tibet they had the tradition that they tie up the corpses with ropes. And in the West, we have the tradition that we just put it lengthwise into a coffin. It was then that in Tibet, when the corpse was tied up, when it had to be carried a long distance, then the yaks would carry it. They would be bound on the yak. When it was just on a small distance, then persons would carry the corpse. For example, here in the Himalaya also, if somebody dies in the mountains, then a person would carry the corpse down the Himalayas on his back. So this corpse is carried down either by a yak or by a man. And what happens, some people come and embrace the corpse. Some people come and weep, shed tears. Some people also try make behavior as if they are also going to die, or they faint, they throw themselves to the ground. Rinpoche says, here describes the way of behaving of the friends and relatives and the people around this deceased person. Probably you know how the behavior of such persons are. Some people give talks and say, oh, this corpse is anyway just like a stone, it is just like earth. You will be like that. And if you act in such a way, like weeping, falling, and things like that, it doesn't benefit at all. So there are also some persons who would give advices at that point. The corpse will leave the door of the house and it will never come again to this place. watching this, you should apply this to yourself, as was described before. You should think this is what happened to other people, but I myself, it will happen to myself also. I have the same nature as this body, I have the same characteristics as this body, and this will happen to me as well. I will surely go to die, and therefore I have to practice the Dharma.
Tene tankane yore, tene ro te tutu do chane. Tutu do chane, bu yekwa tang, chi saba tang, che tang, che chang, poxela sokwe suba tang. Tixena ta tang zik tisoke yang saji. Kingruin tolwa la soba tozane, kingruin si chito rebare. キングルーン、ルーパン、トルバソン、トンザナ。タポラテネ、ロテ、サゴル、シゲル、サゴル、テゲル、キングルーテ、サポトングリ。トンザナ、トンナ。タガムナ、ヤヤヤン、インツーテネ、キングルー、ヤポトングルー。キングルー、デッヤバレ。ロテ、ヤポン、ゼポソン、ヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤヤ
person then, it will be carried to the cemetery and thrown there. It will be eaten by jackals, dogs, wild beasts, Rinpoche says, like foxes. It could also be
tiger, lion.
Could be possible that it is a tiger, a lion, or a leopard. They will eat the corpse, and you can clearly see the skeleton. In Tibet, there was the habit that the corpse would be eaten by vultures, and then afterwards you can really clearly see the naked or the pure skeleton. In the West, it is not like that. They hide the corpse in boxes. As long as they are still kind of beautiful, they hide them away. So you cannot have, you don't have the clear vision of this skeleton. But here it says, what is left is just the mere skeleton. Think again in the same way as before. Namely, you should think, this is not another person to whom it happens. It can also happen to me. I have the same nature, I have the same characteristic. I will die soon, therefore I should practice the Dharma.
Ta gomso de yi cheba megen thoma da jate gomare. Ta yengo. Deso la do ne tene kham tha ro chong ne nyisho mel sa ga do ko mangbo do ne. Mata ba gom na do ko do. Kyo ta na yang do ko re ya do. Da ja ngar yin do sam.
That was now the explanation of how, when we see with our own eyes that other people are dying, how to apply it on ourselves. And now the next subdivision was how, when we hear about the death of others, how to apply it on ourselves. It says, if we hear about someone having passed away, they use a word here where you could just exchange the name. If you hear about him or her passing away, and if you hear that that this person has become a corpse, then you should think in the same way. For example, when you go to Pashupatinat, then you see many people, many corpses of other people being burned there. Maybe even at one day you can see 20, 30 corpses being burned away. There you have kind of heard about that, or can see how their corpses are burned. It is a good place Pashupatinath is a good place to go there to meditate impermanent by watching them being burned, and it is also a good place to go there to practice chö. So here it says you just hear about people passing away, maybe they are burned, and then you have to apply that upon yourself, thinking in the same way as before, that it could happen to yourself as well. Now we finished explaining how to meditate when we have seen with our own eyes when another person has died and heard with our own ears when another person had died. And now it explains how to apply the death of others upon ourselves when we just remember it mentally. Here it speaks about some person who passed away of our own country or of our own area where we were living, maybe our own town or city, maybe our own household or family. It might have been an old person, it might have been a young person, maybe a person we were friends with, a girlfriend, a boyfriend. They passed away. And thinking about their death, we should think the same thing will happen to ourselves. It might not happen after a long time, but it might come soon. So in this way we have to think.
Tetarian dole Santan jiti semani mundo naum tormete Sanga silam membe per semeton lambe pare Sanga nima tetang Kiva sema teni Mundo soyo hako yamale Pena terengi nima telechen Tereng nima lanzam jiti kanamoka te chigri Te Santan jiti semani te Muna Sanga ngon lan jitin sama lep sa vare. Tambi chu yang takwa che dromna, che che to dromna, chi se che te sangha chi, sangha chandre mazi par, sangha chandre la membe par, bechor mazi par. Sangha leren zo kogumudu, semeton la membe par re, cheva semeton la bechor zo te,
There is a quotation of a sutra which says, since it is uncertain which will come earlier, tomorrow or the world hereafter, without striving for tomorrow, one should get ready for the hereafter. So it is not sure whether the next day will come first or the next life. It is very uncertain. For example, when we look at this world, how many people die today? There are so many people on this earth who die today. For them, the next day did not come first, but the next life did come first. Also, one cannot say what will come first, the next year or the next life. It is absolutely indefinite what will come next. Therefore, we should not strive or make efforts for tomorrow, but we should make efforts for the next life. It is unnecessary to make preparations for the next day. It is unnecessary to make a schedule for tomorrow. But what we should do, we should prepare ourselves for the next life. We should practice the Dharma and make a schedule for the next life.
Tene tenda wo sangha tande meze pakeva simtande se pate mata pahajen gili chipa tanda kajun go chokna ni sangha chomu khara la gom japa po khara gom chong se le chi chong khara gom chong ga nam da la tenda wo Konga Sangatandi Mazebaloji.
If one doesn't make plans for tomorrow, that is a sign that one really has integrated impermanence into one's mind stream. There is a story, or there are many stories of great siddhas who really integrated impermanence into their mind stream. One of those is Karab Gomchung. Now we have to recite it, if you could note it down. Since it is uncertain which will come earlier, since it is uncertain which will come earlier, tomorrow or the world hereafter, without striving for tomorrow, one should get ready for the hereafter. Okay.
Can I tell you?
It's
awesome.
So
without striving. living for tomorrow, one should get ready for the year after, since it is uncertain which will come earlier, tomorrow or the world hereafter. Without striving for tomorrow, one should get ready for the year after.
Tamatapa gomba pinyone. Matapa gomba pinyone. Duze tamte matapa kone. Sendala mungi dopain. Matapa gomba. Duze tamte matapa kone hine. Duze tamte matapa ibingi hikina. Sendala. Mungi sejote. Sendala. Hajang denbari kimba sende. Dogre. Sendala denbari kimba demina. Then they let the Dunga to the Chung Chung Chagre. Yen Tepa Sunday. Yen Matapa Gona, Tepa Sunday, Tepa Chirundog. Susage, Tepa Yam Songate, Sogre. Susage, Sainsaro. Sundu Jetrose, Matapa, Yapo Gona, Sundu Jetrose, Matapa, 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 Sundu Jetrose, send the takwares and the tundul draw your money, tundul show your money. Chadang the new the trane, Nyabani talking sepaino. Metapa yapogona, then ni la hajan came back than drala dam and nam do te young. Tele tagre, chadang the new the trane, new the trane. Shoot them, Janine, Tamji, Nyabani, the top of Jinsigre, Kainsena, Dian Matabare, Nyam Matabare, Rangam Matabare, Nyam Matabare, Tendrau Hina, Chadanga Namdo, than Tab, the Nyabani top of him, Nyabani, don't talk to it. Yeah, Tamji, Hindino, Tabarambuji, Jin, and Duze, Matabar, then believe it, you bow.
The third point, the third main point of this section was the benefits of meditating on impermanence. If you have understood that all composite is impermanent, then this will reverse your attachment for this life. Gunther says, you turn away from hankering after this life. Attachment or hankering after this life means that you take the life to be permanent. So therefore you are attached to it, you cling to it. And all the suffering you have comes from taking this life to be impermanent, to be permanent. But once if you have gained a conviction that everything composite is impermanent, then you will understand that this life is impermanent and all the suffering based on that you take this life to be permanent will also decrease. Once you understand impermanence of all composite, then your suffering will decrease. Also, when you understand impermanence, then this will kind of foster your faith. Your faith will be fostered, and also you will become friends with diligence. If you don't understand about impermanence, then your faith won't increase, and your diligence or your striving will be without any strength. If you don't remember impermanence, then even though you strive, it won't be powerful. So therefore, if you remember impermanence, then your diligence will have strength. Another advantage or benefit of meditating on impermanence is that your attachment and aversion towards friends and enemies will quickly you will be quickly get rid of that, and you will understand equality. If you remember also the impermanence of friends and enemies, that is, your friend is impermanent, your enemy is impermanent, in that they are equal. Therefore, you understand equality. Also, you could think that I myself, I am impermanent, all others are impermanent, in that we are equal and we realize equality. So these are the benefits of having meditated upon impermanence, and that was the fourth chapter of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation.
Deva latembe dunga tan dunga latembe dunga nika chongdo. Kahin se na chendela devo chipo chiyo na ya deva te mata pe imbar ki na deva le chenja chembo yungo mare. Chenja chembo me na deva latembe dunga yungo mare. Deva le chenja chembo yo na deva latembe dunga pe. Dunga mata pe ki na dunga te ta mata pe ta te dugo mare yondo gore ya dunga chembo yungo mare. Dunga chung chung chale. Tishena deva latembe dunga tam, dunga je dunga nika chung chung chale.
If we know how to meditate on impermanence, then our suffering, both the suffering which is based on happiness and also the suffering which is based on suffering, both will decrease. That means if we remember that happiness is nothing permanent, then we won't cling to happiness. And by that, the suffering which comes from clinging to happiness will decrease. But if we don't remember that suffering is something impermanent, then we will cling to happiness. No, if we don't remember that happiness is something impermanent, then we will cling to happiness, and the suffering based on clinging to this happiness will increase. The same is the case for suffering, and the suffering which is based on suffering, or the suffering which is based on taking suffering to be permanent. If we know that suffering is nothing permanent, if we know that all suffering will change, then the suffering which comes from taking the suffering to be permanent will decrease. If we think suffering is permanent, then the suffering based on that will increase. So therefore, it is good to remember the impermanence as well of happiness as also of suffering.
Chebat kapso gomya ke dhamma yun dhugare yugare tetar yun na dhene mwini ni cheba gom cheba lanji cheba njitra le torwe nyamni zhiba yina dhene mwini cheba kapso dhene njitra yo mare dunga yo mare kuyang bhayang chibo sinhi cheta marave.
Also these instructions about the impermanence, meditating about our death, are very important. Usually we are afraid of death, and then when the time of death comes, then we forget all instructions and we are very afraid. But if we now meditate about death, then we can put the practice about the situation when we are going to die into practice. And when the situation then comes that we are dying, we won't be afraid. On the contrary, we will have an open, relaxed mind and we will die happily.
Namche chami gom gom ni. Chimi nyung me chen sa si. tan cheben jekpa pone tar sumbare loda
na chive jikne rilasong nam chicha me gom gom ne chime nyuk me
Sensa, na cheba mata palen jing ne chebe jing ne na retho lo song ma malare pa retho la trapok la gomando ko jing chen te cheba re cheba ting song song ba na cheba mata pe jing ne retho do song ma retho do gom ja pa retho do nam che cha me pa dan dan di ka so cheba gotho ka si ni pa de la nam che cha me pa ra ba nam che cha me pa gom gom ni tu ta do gom gom ni yang do gom ba la te ne Jimmy Nyung Matin Sassi, Tanga, Kiva Meba, Kiva Meba turned out also. Nyuma seemed a nail of the Kiva Meba, Nyuma seemed a nail of Kiva Meba don't don it. Tan Kiva Ling Nyung Matin Sassi. This is not Tan Jibin Jacob Borson, Tanga Jibin Jacob Borson, Jibin Jacob Larson, Tan Kiva Ling Jimmy.
There's one song by Milarepa which says, out of fear of death, I went to the mountains. Again and again I meditated upon that the time of death is uncertain. Now I arrived at the safe place of deathlessness, the natural state. And I lost all fear of death. So here Milarepa also says the reason why he was going to the mountains or why he went to retreat was that he remembered death. He remembered impermanence and he was afraid of death in the beginning. So being afraid of death, he went to the mountains and stayed in mountain retreat. Again and again he meditated on that the time of death is uncertain, which was one of the meditations given here and which fell under the topic of the Ninefold Meditation of Death. It was the second of those, namely the meditation, the time of death is uncertain. He now arrived in a safe place. Safe place usually is referred to a good house with good doors and good windows where nobody can come in. Or sometimes you have a well-prepared cave with a door that which is very safe. But here the safe place refers to the true nature of mind, the natural state in which there is no birth at all. So he says, I arrived at the safe place of deathlessness, the natural state. And all fear of death which he had before, he lost. There is no fear left anymore.
Cheva namdo trapa jam cheto, then cheva matapa yapu gomgur. Cheva matapa yapu magon and cheva namdo trapa
young human, young woman.
The absolute, the true nature of mind, he also called the natural state, is beyond birth and death. Both birth and death are just concepts, they are deluded, confused concepts. If we meditate upon impermanence, then we can purify these deluded concepts of birth and death. Now we will recite the Domsik, or the key point of this chapter about impermanence. At one point we wrote it down already, didn't we? Did you find that? Let's say again, classification. The method of meditation. The benefits of meditation, of meditating, these 3 points summarize the meditation on impermanence.
Tambitiva, Kiva Chepati, Lamaso. Take the dapon, Tambada, one so, Yerisoma.
Titena pedon nato pe, pe nato gogoni matapo.
Pe,
chevaching, chiching nipa mebala sam de matapo. Dumba trakula sam de matapo goba denova.
Jack Porsena?
Shokembo. Dumba trakula shokembo.
Anyway, now we had two different presentations on the meditating on impermanence. That was the one presentation of Patru Rinpoche, and now the presentation here of Gampopa. And Patru Rinpoche, they were a little different. Patru Rinpoche's presentation was in 7 points, which was to meditate on the impermanence of the outer vessel, the inner content, impermanence of holy beings, of this Brahma, Vishnu, and so on. The fifth point was meditating with examples. The sixth point was meditating on the conditions of death. And the seventh point, I don't remember, it's just called forceful or wrathful, strong. I don't remember what it was. Huh? Strongly collection. Strongly remember. Intense awareness. So these 7 points we have to very well learn by heart. And the presentation of Gampopa was the main point was a ninefold presentation about meditating on death. This we also have to learn.
Tetar gomne tene matapa yapo tina matapa lani hi kembo tina tene chupa yapo chagyo.
If we meditate like that, if we remember impermanence, if we gain a certainty about impermanence, then we will become a good Dharma practitioner.
Tene sang jase lalin le lalin tangpo te chiki.
Tomorrow Rinpoche will
lalin sobdun je nang ne tangpo.
Will explain the first of the 37 practices.
Ge wan de ye je wo ko so ye ke so do.
Sunam jese le jung we tangpo ku ne to pa shu. Mingyo limpo koye tashi shu yen la dupchu sungi tashi tada jimme tukki tashi gyalwe kusung tukki tashi.